Take it to the top. To the top. No, the bottom of the top. To the top. To the top.
Hello, once again, I am Richie Phillips, a.k.a. Rhymin' Richie. I'll keep that moniker as long as I can. This is Take It to the Top. This is the podcast where the concept is really simple, stupid. I try to pick a topic. Ooh, I got two things running at the same time. Stop it. There we go. See how well I work technology? That is actually the topic of this podcast, so that's kind of ironic. But this is the podcast where I find a topic and try to get somebody who's very knowledgeable about the topic. And we just discuss and talk and blab. This week, it's all about technology, and I'm having some difficult times with technology, even as we speak. If you see the way this podcast is being produced, you'll probably be amazed in a way. The music right now is running off of an iPad. I'm reading some of my notes on a laptop, which is kind of normal. I take my phone calls from an iPhone, and we use Facebook. There's the little phone icon on there where you can actually make phone calls on Facebook. And I tried it on this week's episode and it came out fantastic. So technology really is amazing. I put this whole little podcast together on a shoestring budget. So that's been working out. But what has not been working out for me is this smart home thing where you're supposed to buy all these gadgets that supposedly work together in beautiful harmony and you can control everything in your house. It's not working out for me too well. In fact, I've written a song about it. I'd like to play that for you. And hang on right after that, because my special guest is a good friend of mine, L'Oreal Lavinia, and she's got something to say about using technology for people who have challenges in their life. Let's put it that way. So, L'Oreal, I'm going to play the song right now, and I'd like you to hear it. Okay, good.
I'll start the fire with the app from my iPhone as I lay on the couch today. What to do next? I'll ask Alexa to play music softly and then tell a knock-knock joke to me.
Knock-knock.
Bad idea. I'd rather watch TV. Turn it on, please. Ooh, that didn't work. I forgot to say Alexa, better try it one more time.
Alexa,
what do you want?
That did the trick. Alexa, turn on Netflix. Nah, instead try Hulu. Better yet, let's binge on Amazon Prime. I'll watch that all night.
Holy crap, make up your mind.
It's nice. Is a very, very, very smart house. Beware, cause I can tell who's ringing our doorbell. Yes, don't you all just love technology?
Cause it works so seamlessly. Not
Alexa,
turn off the light, don't make the light bright. You didn't quite hear me right. Not the one in the hallway, that one we want on when we are gone. It's cold on my feet, please turn up the heat. So cold you can hang raw meat. Why is it set to 53?
Our house is a very, very, very dumb house. It's something to admire
when it doesn't go haywire.
Things were so much simpler long ago.
As if you didn't know.
I'll get the wood, you get the kindling. Let's start it the old-fashioned way.
Hey, Alan, want some coffee? Alexa, make some coffee for Alan.
Making 3 gallons of coffee immediately.
Richie, don't stop. Till you take it to the top.
More fun in a moment, but first, are you getting married? Having an anniversary or retirement celebration? Are you planning a conference? Well, I can DJ it. I can also play keyboards for your cocktail hour. Even write a custom song for you. For testimonials, for ideas, go to my website at hirerichie.com. Can't remember it? Hit the jingle.
HireRichie.com.
That's hirerichie.com. All right, back to the subject at hand. I saw an interesting survey. A survey by a company called Morning Consult, or Consult, suggests that 18.8 million Amazon Echo devices have been sold. And this is surprising as well. 15.7 million Google Home devices have been purchased. So if you put those two together, there are some people that have both in their house. I don't know why you'd have both. But if you put them together, you're talking about 39 million of these devices that are out there. And there's another company called TweetShare Gartner. Don't know what that means. They predict that 75% of U.S. households are going to have smart speakers like Amazon Echo or Google Home in their house by 2020. Amazing. And that'll help all of us, especially people that might have challenges, you know, visual impairments, hearing impairments. The sky's the limit on how this can help people. And I have somebody on the phone who can really, really explain this a lot more than I ever could because she lives this every day. So let's go to the phone. Can you hear me? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hear you well, just fine. I'm watching Michael try to feed my daughter bananas.
How's he doing with that? How's that working out?
How's that working out? Richie wants to know how that's working out, honey.
No answer. I remember those days.
Going very slowly. Yeah, you're probably going to hear her scream in about a minute, and when that happens, I'm going to shut the door.
you mean Michael screaming or the baby?
The baby.
Oh, okay.
Michael, there's nothing I can do about. I can't do anything about that.
Well, on the phone here, folks, I have, you know something? I'm not 1,000,000% sure I ever pronounced your last name right. It is Lavina, right? Or is it Lavinia?
It's Lavinia.
Lavinia. See, I've never, yep. You know, but I got the L'Oreal part.
That's
right.
Okay.
I've always just called you L'Oreal. Right.
That's okay.
And my definition of you is singer, friend of the morning show, of our former morning show, and now you have a new job, mother, which you've just explained how difficult this can be.
Oh, yeah, especially trying to get a baby to go from milk to food.
Now, is there any technology that can help you with that? Because that's the subject of this week's podcast here.
You know, actually, I've been looking into that. When I first had my daughter, there's a blog out there. It's called Blind Motherhood, and it's run by a mother who, of course, obviously, as the name implies, is blind. And there were numerous articles on there about prepping bottles, utilizing different things for formula prep and other ways of making sure that you're feeding the right amount and not doing too much or too little.
Right.
Now, as far as with baby food, carrots, bananas, and the like, when you're using these little containers, that the little individual packages, you know, you already know how much is in there, but it's the technology as far as getting it into the child's mouth, well, that's another story. I'm going to have to work on developing something.
That's right. You could be at the forefront of a brand new – you should go on Shark Tank. You might have a new development.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, maybe. Too bad I don't have the degrees behind my name.
Now, it's funny. I thought of you in kind of an odd way. I have been performing at senior centers. Not that you're a senior by any means. Mm-hmm. I am. You're not. But
may as well be.
Yeah. I've been playing.
Some days I feel like it.
Right. I've been playing the keyboard there, and I have my iPad with my lyrics. And this one woman came up to me. She's like 85 years old, and she is visually impaired. And she said, you know, I see... And she still can see things, but she was looking at the keyboard, and she said, I see that you have an iPad. She said, if it wasn't for my iPad, I'd be in big trouble because I can get my iPad to read to me and so forth. And I went, boy, you know, that's really true. I forgot how Apple can really help. Well, not only Apple, but, you know, all kinds of technology can help people with impairment. So that's my reason for having you on here is I bought some smart home technology that I can't even get to work. And I was wondering about that for people who have...
Okay.
What's the political terminology? It's not disabilities.
Oh, please. Let's not be PC.
Right. You've always had
with me, there's no PC.
I know that.
I am nothing if not PC.
You've always had a sense of humor about it.
Oh, trust me. When I could walk into the studio and tell you, you and Sean both look great.
You know that was a lie. We never look good at 5 in the morning.
I was well bribed for my kidding.
That's right. What do you use around the house?
You know what? Well, you know what? With a lot of the different, especially the smart home technology, For example, Google. They came out with about a year and a half, 2 years ago, something called Google Home.
Right.
And what essentially what it enables you to do is you purchase these smart home technological items, lights, thermostats, and the like. And you can actually set your thermostat to change temperature at a certain time frame. If you're not going to be home for a day, a night, several days or nights, what have you, you can keep it down at a certain time and have it turn up before you come home. So you're not coming home to a frigid house.
And you can do it through your phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, through the app.
Yeah, through your phone, through your tablet, through whatever.
Right, right.
Apple is picking up on that as well, as is Amazon's Alexa.
And you have that?
I do have Alexa integrated with my Android device. One of my next purchases is going to be an Amazon Alexa, exclusively an Alexa device.
Mm-hmm.
We actually just, Michael and I actually just set one up for a great aunt, but I've grown up calling her an aunt for years, even though she's my cousin, technically, or second, third, however that works. old world Italian families, you know how that goes.
Sure.
Several weeks back, we went up and set it up for her. And she says, I have no idea how to set this up. You know, my son bought this for me when I was out visiting. He said I can do all this stuff with it. And I don't know what I'm doing. So we took a couple hours and we set it up for her. And I mean, now she sits there and she'll ask it, you know, Alexa, what is this or that? The interesting thing was trying to teach your older relatives that they cannot ask Alexa what someone's birthday is unless they are a public figure and it is a matter of public record.
Right. Uncle Irving, when is his birthday, right?
Don't worry. And the pat response is, I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that.
Right.
But what I've also seen Alexa be able to do, I'm sure you've seen the commercial, is Alexa is also apparently able to read or tell a bedtime story.
No, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen the commercial?
That one I have not seen.
Oh my God, it is cute. It's a mother and a little child. I'm not sure if it's a boy or girl. But obviously, I can't tell that one.
Here you go.
Next time I see it, I'm going to have Michael watch it. So the way the commercial goes is the woman in the commercial says, Alexa, tell us a bedtime story. And all of a sudden, you hear the Alexa voice essentially narrating this bedtime story. And I think the woman maybe doing something visually to get the child's attention.
Right, right.
But it's cuter than anything. It really is.
They should have adult stories.
I'm sure they do, but I'm pretty sure you can't have those on commercials day and night.
Yeah, right.
You never
right.
know who's going to be watching.
That's right. Well, no, I don't mean like adult. I mean like, you know, soap operas or that type of thing.
They probably do.
Yeah.
I mean, God, I can pull up recaps with my Android phone on the latest NCIS or the latest Criminal Minds or SWAT or whatever.
Does it make you wonder what you did even 20 years ago? You know,
actually, it does.
It's amazing what
it does. It really does.
Yep.
Because back then, I was using an old DOS-based program on my computer, on my then my older laptop back then.
Right.
And back then, that was the it technology to have was DOS-based. Technology truly has come such a long way.
Why do I picture for visually impaired people? There's like a big clunky device that you would talk into, and it would just transcribe for you. It was really expensive, and you'd have to get it from
either APH,
yeah.
American Printing House,
right.
or National Federation for the Blind.
Exactly.
If that was, you know, something like that.
These devices must have killed their business because you can just dictate on your phone.
Yeah. Well, now they, I mean, technically it hasn't killed business, but it's enhanced what is available out there. And the fact is, Richie, even 10 years ago, I was one of the first individuals around here. I had a counselor at the Commission for the Blind, and he asked me, well, how are you using your cell phone? Are you still using your flip phone? And I said, no. I said, it's funny you mentioned that. I said, because I actually just managed to get my hands on one of the first smart devices that was available and able to be made accessible with certain software for the blind. And he said, really? And at the time, we were considering trying to set up something where I would work as in a consultant capacity and essentially go around and train and demo this product to show how it worked. And the end result was we were hoping that I could essentially become a dealer.
Wow. Would have been great. Would have been great for you.
It would have been wonderful had I not become very, very, very sick at the time.
Oh.
I wound up becoming very, very ill, and it never came to fruition because I spent the next few years trying to get a handle on this.
Wow. Now, I know you've had your challenges. Personal question. Yeah. Have you been blind since birth?
Sure. Yeah, essentially, yes. I was born 3.5 months too early.
Okay.
The standard gestation for an infant, as you know, is 9+ months.
Right.
But I was born at 22 weeks. Now, 22 weeks, you're not considered viable. You're really not. Had I been born here in Albany, New York, which in 1981 was the... up here anyway in the Northeast, Albany Med would have been the it place to send the infant or
right.
the mother.
Right, right, right.
Had I been born there, they would have considered me non-viable. As it was, I was born out in San Pedro, California. And at the time, they still wanted to consider me non-viable. I don't want to say that California was miles ahead, but they were willing to try to put me into an incubator and allow for the development for the following 3 months. And with me, when you put an infant into an incubator, one of the things you have to be very careful of is retinal detachment because of the pure oxygen that is provided.
Right.
It's not an exact science. You can't say, okay, you provide X amount insofar as pure oxygen and this will or will not happen.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work like that. And in my case, as in so many others in the past, and lesser so today, but still does happen, pure oxygen was provided and too much was provided.
Wow.
What that ultimately gave me was retinal detachment. Usually the retinas will shrivel up like if you think about what an onion skin looks like.
Yep.
When it gets wet.
Right.
Essentially, the retinas will do that. I was really lucky, and I was able to have mine reattached.
Hmm.
Now, with reattachment, you can either run the gamut of absolutely no sight, you know, no benefit of it whatsoever, other than the fact that they're reattached. Or, if you're truly lucky, you might get light perception, you might get shadows, you might get this or that. I did not get those. But what I, as far as being lucky, you know, quote unquote, lucky, if you will. With premature infants like that, there are a whole host of other things that could and have gone wrong.
Hmm.
I didn't have any of those.
Well,
the only thing wrong with me is, you know, the eyes ain't working.
Right. Is the glass half empty or half full? So for you, it's half full. Right.
Oh, absolutely. It's always half full.
Or three.
I mean, I could get behind the wheel. I just don't think local law enforcement would have fun.
and thank God your baby has had no signs of any of it, right?
Yeah, no. For her, thankfully, with Ginny, nothing would have been genetic.
Mm.
The only way she would have ever had a problem is if she were premature.
Right.
Thankfully she wasn't. She didn't. She wanted to stay right where she was. She was perfectly happy.
Yeah.
I think if she'd had her choice, she would have stayed there even longer.
Yeah. Why?
Mommy wouldn't have preferred it, but she would have.
She's so comfortable in there. Why disturb it?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Only mommy couldn't get up out of bed. At
right.
The end,
so, you were uncomfortable, but she was fine. Right.
Oh yeah, she was perfectly fine.
Jeez.
Yeah. technology really has come a long way. Mm-hmm. I actually have been looking at options, different things. I don't have one yet, but I looked at different options as far as baby monitors. Now, we do have a baby monitor.
Right.
We do have one. It's basic sound and video, which that in and of itself is something new, essentially from 20 some odd years ago.
But the video does you no good.
Yeah, you're right. The video does me no good.
No, right.
It's the sound that works for me.
Right, right. You know? No, I wasn't making a fun. I wasn't joking about it. I was just saying.
No. That's okay.
That's not something for you. That'd be something for him, for Michael, right? Yeah.
That works. Right. Yeah, that works for Michael, especially if he's out watching TV. He can have the video on and he can watch her in the pack and play.
Yeah,
and,
which is that's great.
You know, but I've been looking at different options too because there are some that you can monitor with your cell phone. You know. There are some that, it's essentially a two-way, you can hear your baby and your baby can hear you. Of course, with mine, she'd probably look up and go, wait a minute, you know what? I hear my mommy's voice. I don't see her, but I hear her. What is going on?
That's true.
You should see what happens when we video chat with her father on occasion when we're not together. You should see what the look on her face. She looks at the screen on my phone and it's like, okay, that's my daddy. That's his voice. That's his face. Why is he not picking me up? Why is he not playing with me?
Yeah,
why
true.
Is he in mommy's phone?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. You know, I see it with our Pekingese.
Yeah.
Every time we say, Alexa,
yes.
And it starts talking, the dog runs now and looks up at the sky. It confuses the dog like you'll never believe.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So what tip would you give to somebody who is visually impaired or hearing impaired or whatever as far as using technology?
This technology is here to help you.
Right. Afraid of it. Because some people are afraid of it, you know?
Absolutely.
Right.
And I have family like that. They're terrified of using it.
Yep.
You know, I've made it this far in my life without it. You know, why should I have to have it now? Well, if you want to be able to do what you want to be able to do, do you want to have somebody constantly doing it for you? Or
right.
do you want to be able to do it yourself?
Yeah, embrace it.
You know, it's
there.
All about maintaining your independence.
That's right. Well, at the senior center, that was the other thing that woman said.
Yeah.
She said she also had Alexa. And I said, you are cool. And I started to talk to her about it. And I said, you have an iPad, you have Alexa. She said, oh, that's great. She said, I don't have to, searching for a CD anymore. I just look up and say, play Frank Sinatra, and it starts playing. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's it. And I'll tell you, it's the technology really, like I said before, it has come such a long way, and it's still developing each and every day.
It really is.
I mean.
Yep. But I have the love-hate relationship with it because, I've bought this stuff.
Yeah.
And even when I was on the air with Sean, he used to pick on me all the time because I was the techno geek on the show that didn't know how to work all this technology.
Well, I'll tell you, look, if you have an issue with your tech, give me a call and I'll see what I can do to help.
Oh, so you're setting up a tech line. Oh, you have a side business where you help?
for certain people, certain, but no, I'm kidding. I would do it. I do it just for the love of technology,
Right.
I mean, if I can teach my boyfriend who is technologically impaired, if I can teach him how to use his
baby bottle.
He says he's not technologically impaired. He's slightly what? Slightly stifled. Well, if I can teach him how to use a calendar and, to the point where he does it better than I do sometimes, that says something right there.
Tell him watch out because there must be some kind of gadget that'll replace him completely. Then he'll be out of work. He'll be out of fatherhood.
Richie says, watch out. There might be some technology coming down the pike that could replace you completely. He says he's sure there is.
Why do you think I'm not on the radio anymore?
Richie says, why do you think he's not on the radio anymore?
I was replaced. This must be a robot sitting there going, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, well.
And finally, I just wanted to ask you, how's the singing going? Because that's really how I know you the best. Do you still sing?
It's going really, really. Yeah, I still do.
Well, advertise.
I don't know if you saw. I actually put up a couple videos from yesterday for Mother's Day.
Really?
I went and performed at Carmen United Methodist.
Nice.
Michael is a member there, and the whole family went yesterday, and Michael and I performed a song. It's on my Facebook page.
I missed that. Got to see it.
Richie, you're more than welcome to take the video, share it, and you know what have you. Feel free.
Of course.
Also, Michael and I actually do have a gig that we are performing in the summertime. We are opening for the Kyle Borgo band.
Okay.
On August 11th, out in Brunswick at the Brunswick Elks. We were contacted back in, I think, January, and we were asked if we'd be interested in being an opening act. And we are going to be the only opening act, it appears, for Kyle's band, for what they are billing as a country fest type of deal. Kevin Richards is going to be there.
Really?
Yeah. And it's Saturday, August 11th. I mean, it starts. Kevin goes from 2 to 4. We go on about 4 or shortly thereafter, and Kyle's band goes on from 6 to 8.
August 11th, you said.
Yep. It's a family friendly. Right. It's a family friendly event. They're doing essentially like a chicken BBQ. You know, very, very family friendly, and it's all to benefit the Elks, which actually we are members of the Rotterdam Elks.
Nice.
It's kind of nice to be able to do something and give back.
Well, that's great, L'Oreal. You're unbelievable. I always thought you were just a powerhouse.
Thank you.
Really, really. And you.
You're amazing too.
Well, thank you. You're a multitasker now.
Try to be.
Really. Thank you so much.
There's no trying involved.
Thank you for participating in this.
Oh, thank you for having me on, and I'd love to do this again anytime.
Okay. I will keep you on tap in case I have any technological questions, which could happen at any moment.
Yep. That's fine. Just get a hold of me. I'll help out where and where I can.
Excellent. Thank you, L'Oreal. And say hello to Michael.
Thanks, Richie.
Say hello to the baby.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
I will.
Well, that does it for this episode. Take It to the Top is published every other Tuesday. Remember, the Top Tuesday. Top Tuesday. Top Tuesday. If you'd like to check out past episodes that feature all kinds of folks, famous and otherwise, from all walks of life, just go to the iTunes app on the iPhone, or the Podbean app on Android, and type in Richie Phillips. Don't type in the top, because about a million different podcasts come up with the word top in it. Just type in my name. That's the easiest way to find it. R-I-C-H-I-E Phillips. P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, like Phillips Milk and Magnesia. I'm also going to make this available right on YouTube, so you can find it even easier, and also a link on Facebook to all the episodes as well. I have no sponsors for this thing. I'm acting as my own, and I'm not going to try to sell you a high-priced mattress or something like that, because God knows I've done that in the past. So if you have any event where you're looking for entertainment, being live keyboard comedy featuring songs about every single subject, you know, like song parodies, which is good for conferences and annual meetings, or just DJing for weddings and anniversaries and retirement functions, or if you need somebody to write a custom funny song about that special someone, I can email it to you to play at your next event. For all that information and for samples and for recommendations, just go to my website, which is
HIRERICHIE.com.
That's HIRERICHIE.com. And a little bit of shameless plugging here. Also, I have 2 events coming up. I'm going to be playing, singing, and parodying at a fun happy hour at Wheatfields Pub in Clifton Park on Friday, June the 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. I'm actually filling in for an incredible keyboard player who's got the night off that night, a well-deserved night off. His name is Chris Dollard. If you've never heard him, unbelievable singer, great keyboard player, nice guy. He let me sub for him, so that's what I'm doing. But anyway, I'll be there on June the 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. Hope you'll come out for that. Also, I'll be back at a really cool place that I've been playing for the past year and a half or so, the Eden Cafe, which is 269 Osborne Road, Loudonville. It's right next to DeRaymond's Restaurant. Everybody knows DeRaymond's. I'll be there July 20th. That's a Friday night from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And this time, we're going to do a country night. I've done a jazz night. I've done a tribute to the Rat Pack. I've done all kinds of stuff there. This time, it's going to be country. Country old and country new, played on the piano and sung by yours truly, and also a special guest who's sung there many, many times with me. Her name is Jennifer Goodwin. If you haven't heard her before, you got to come out and hear her as well. We're actually kind of calling it name-dropping night. We're going to have names drop from the ceiling, and when the name comes down, I'm going to tell you a story about that artist and play a song from that artist. For example, Kenny Rogers falls from the sky. I've got some stories about Kenny Rogers. I've had the privilege of actually working, well, not working with him, but meeting him. So it's that kind of thing. It's kind of stories and music. And that's all happening, again, Eden Cafe, 269 Osborne Road, Loudonville, next to Raymond's Restaurant on July the 20th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. I'll have all this information in the show notes under this episode, and also I'll put it on Facebook, which you can find at Ryman Richie Phillips, R-H-Y-M-I-N, Richie Phillips. I have blabbed enough. Have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great 2 weeks, and I'll see you again as we try as hard as I can to...
take it to the top.